Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I was on the farm last week. Harvest is all wrapped up. Yields were not a record, but good. Corn, 213 bushel per acre. Soybeans, 72 bushels. And now everyone up and down the road is starting to apply the fertilizer for next year's crop. You never really finish. Bringing in the crop, selling some of it, maybe a lot to help pay for next year's inputs, and hope the price will rise. Our hogs are happy and healthy, and that brings me to an issue that shocked me. 3 weeks ago, the U.S. Bureau of Prisons said no more pork would be served. 206,000 inmates would be denied the other white meat. Why? The Bureau of Prisons said they had banned pork because inmates didn't like it. However, when Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley demanded that they give him the evidence to back up their position, they were embarrassed to acknowledge that their survey results show that the majority of inmates like pork. Newton Kindig, Assistant Director of the Bureau of Prisons Health Services, sent a letter to Senator Grassley, and I quote, "This reevaluation of that decision to remove pork roast was an error. So pork is back on the menu." As the Washington Post points out, and I quote, "The Bureau of Prisons unwittingly set off a tempest in crossing Grassley. He's the chairman of the committee that oversees the federal prison system, but also represents the country's largest pork-producing state." Senator Grassley pointed out that one out of every three pigs in the United States lives in Iowa. I watched the Republican presidential debate this week. It was good. No thanks to the moderators. They asked dumb questions trying to start a fight. Our huge national debt, tax reform, overregulation, big dysfunctional government. Those were the targets that the candidates hit on. Back to pork. Our industry is never safe. Now the United Nations World Health Organization has a new dietary report suggesting that bacon and sausage and burgers may not be good for you. Maybe next week we could talk about this new assault on meat. And I am John Block from Washington.